Hello, yes, can I go in with you, please?
No, sir, you cannot go in with me.
Oh.
You cannot be here to private property, sir.
And let me introduce myself. I'm Senator Jeff Merkley from Congress. And my team contacted this facility and asked for permission for me to come and see what is going on inside with these children.
Well, we don't have any permission on that, so I'm going to have to please ask you to step away, sir.
Over the weekend, Jeff Merkley, Democratic senator from Oregon, visited Southwest Key Casa Padre, a migrant children's shelter in Brownsville, Texas.
Police just got here.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'll talk to him.
A few minutes after the senator arrived, officials from the center called the police and requested that he leave.
I haven't asked to leave the property, but I'm guessing that's about what's to happen.
Yeah, sir, I think that's what they're going towards. What was your name again, sir? I'm sorry, Senator?
Senator Jeff Merkley.
Jeff?
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley.
Senator Merkley's visit was prompted by the new zero-tolerance policy that Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced last month. The policy targets migrants who are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border or requesting asylum, and those traveling with children risk being separated from them. We reported on the policy shift on our program last week. To understand why Senator Merkley was denied access, we reached out to the Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement. They're the ones who contracted the nonprofit organization Southwest Key to run the Casa Padre facility. In response, they told us, quote, "The Department of Health and Human Services takes the legal mandate to care for these children seriously. No one who arrives unannounced at one of our shelters demanding access to the children in our care will be permitted, even those claiming to be U.S. senators." For more on what happened at the migrant children's shelter in Brownsville, Senator Merkley joins me now. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
I watched the video and it was pretty intense. What was your goal in visiting this facility?
Well, my hope was to get a tour of the facility. Reportedly, there are 1,000 children locked up inside, many of whom maybe unaccompanied minors who arrived in the U.S., but many whom also arrived with their families but have been forcibly separated from their parents as their parents await asylum hearings. This new policy is one we have never seen, and that is the administration saying that when people have gone through horrific circumstances abroad and apply for asylum in the U.S., we're going to double down on cruelty to the children in order to dissuade them from actually coming to seek asylum. And that's just reprehensible, unacceptable, un-American, immoral, and it needs to end.
Now, when you arrived, you mentioned that you had called a week prior and you were following up by in person. I just read in a comment provided to us by HHS that your visit was unannounced.
Well, so HHS, and there's confusion on this. There are three facilities that I applied to see, one through the Catholic Church, which they gave permission for, one for the Department of Homeland Security, which they gave permission for. That's a detention center, and or a processing center. That's quite a site in itself. And then this Walmart where 1,000 children are locked up. HHS, when we contacted them, did not give me permission. However, I felt I'm in the area. I might as well go knock on the door and say, look, I'm a U.S. senator. Nothing should be hidden from policymakers. I want to see what's going on here. Can you give me a little tour? And I thought there was a 50-50 chance they'd go ahead and give me a tour, but as it turned out, that was not the case.
What you were able to see, can you describe that for our listeners who may not have seen the video?
Certainly. And let me share a little bit with you also about the other facility, this processing center. You go in and you see a series of cages that look like large dog kennels with people jammed into them with space blankets. They look exhausted. They look terrified. There's a number of folks who are emotionally upset. A number of folks in these dog kennel type cages, large cages holding babies. And then an adjacent room is a huge warehouse. And in this huge warehouse are very large cages in which the children have been separated from the parents. So one of those very large cages held, it must have been around 50 young boys. And the tallest was not much taller than my desk. So I would guess 4 or 5 years old. And then they were, because they were in line by height, that went up through, I gather, 16 or 17 years old. to realize that these children have just recently been at that facility, separated from their parents, is something that should be of concern for everyone. But at that moment, after they are separated, they are transferred from DHS authority, Department of Homeland Security, to the Department of Health and Human Services, which runs these large detention centers. These detention centers, the activities there are being hidden from the American public.
Now, the White House has responded to your attempted visit, and Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley actually said, quote, you were irresponsibly spreading blatant lies. What's your response to that?
Well, this, again, is on the Department of Homeland Security side, not the Health and Human Services side, where I was visiting the Walmart where 1,000 children reportedly are incarcerated. But we have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, quite frankly, what I'm describing to you is what I saw. We're not blaming the people who work there. And I say we, those are all of us who are here who are very concerned about this. It's the administration that's accountable. The administration's tactic is try to change the topic and pretend that you're blaming someone else. I'm blaming the President of the United States. I'm blaming the Attorney General. I'm blaming the head of Homeland Security for what is happening at that facility.
Now, of course, we know that under the Obama administration, there were also thousands of migrant children housed in shelters. I understand that these are separate issues, but I guess the question is, where was everybody then, right? Why wasn't there so much attention paid to these children and the conditions that they were living under the Obama administration?
Well, I can't speak to the details of that, but I think you're referring to the case of unaccompanied minors. So the children in that case were not being separated from their parents. There was not a strategy of inflicting harm on children. There was a strategy of caring for children until they got to trial. The system did get overloaded, and the Obama team worked very hard to expand the capability of the system to address that when there was a significant wave of unaccompanied minors. But that is not the issue I'm raising here. The issue I'm raising here is that the administration is deliberately inflicting trauma on children to influence their parents, and that is new and that is wrong.
Senator Jeff Merkley is a Democratic senator from Oregon. To read the full response from the Department of Health and Human Services, you can visit thetakeaway.org. Senator, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.